chapter 4. Here is a list of Solomon's highest officials while he was king of Israel. Azariah, son of Zadok, was the priest. Elihoreph and Ahijah, sons of Shishar, were the secretaries. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, kept the government records. Ben-Hadad, son of Jehoiada, was the army commander. Zadok and Abiathar were priests. Azariah, son of Nathan, was in charge of the regional offices. Zabud, son of Nathan, was a priest and the king's advisor. Ahisha was the prime minister. Adoniram, son of Abda, was in charge of the forced labor. Solomon chose 12 regional officers who took turns bringing food for him and his household. Each officer provided food from his region for 1 month of the year. These were the 12 officers. The son of Hur was in charge of the hill country of Ephraim. The son of Decah was in charge of the towns of Maxah, Shalmim, Beth-Shemesh, and Eliam Beth-Han. The son of Hesed was in charge of the towns Araboth and Shor, and the region of Hephthah. The son of Abinadab was in charge of Naphtah Dor and was married to Solomon's daughter Taphtah. Baana, son of Aliud, was in charge of the towns of Tarshish and Megiddo. He was also in charge of the whole region of Bethshean near the town of Zarathon, south of Jezreel from Bethshean to Rabjamiam to the other side of Jokameam. The son of Geba was in charge of the town of Ramoth in Gilead and the villages in Gilead belonging to the family of Jair, a descendant of the Manasseh. He was also in charge of the region of Argob in Bashan, which had 60 walled towns with bronze bars on their gates. Ahinadab, son of Iddo, was in charge of the territory of Mahanaim. Ahimaaz was in charge of the territory of Naphtali and was married to Solomon's daughter Bathshemas. Baan, son of Hushi, was in charge of the territory of Asher in the town of Belioth. Jehoshaphat, son of Paru, was in charge of the territory of Asher. Shimei, son of Elah, was in charge of the territory of Benjamin. Geba, son of Uri, was in charge of Gilead, where King Shion of the Amorites and King Og of Bashan had lived, and one officer was in charge of the territory of Judah. There were so many people living in Judah and Israel while Solomon was king that they seemed like grains of sand on a beach. Everyone had enough to eat and drink, and they were happy. Solomon ruled every kingdom between the Euphrates River and the land of the Philistines down to Egypt. These kingdoms paid him taxes as long as he lived. Every day Solomon needed 150 bushels of fine flour, 300 bushels of coarsely ground flour, 10 grain-fed cattle, 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep, as well as deer, gazelles, and geese. Solomon ruled the whole region west of the Euphrates River from Tifsha to Gaza, and he was at peace with all of the countries around him. Everyone living in Israel, from the town of Dan in the north of Beersheba in the south, was safe as long as Solomon lived. Each family sat undisturbed beneath its own grapevines and fig trees. Solomon had 40,000 stalls of chariot horses and 12,000 chariot soldiers. Each of the 12 regional officers brought food to Solomon and his household for 1 month of the year. They provided everything he needed, as well as barley and straw for the horses. Solomon was brilliant. God had blessed him with insight and understanding. He was wiser than anyone else in the world, including the wisest people of the East and of Egypt. He was even wiser than Ethan the Ezraite and Mahol's three sons, Heman, Karkol, and Dada. Solomon became famous in every country around Judah and Israel. Solomon wrote 3,000 wise sayings and composed more than 1,000 songs. He could talk about all kinds of plants, from large trees to small bushes, and he taught about animals, birds, reptiles, and fish. Kings all over the world heard about Solomon's wisdom and sent people to listen to him teach.
Think about what brilliant means here. Pray for those in positions of authority. Do live at peace with those around you.